Israel's parliament has granted preliminary approval to ban the use of the word Nazi and other slurs associated with the Third Reich. The proposed law could see people who use the term jailed for up to 6 months. Backers of the law say it's in response to growing anti-Semitism globally and the flippant use of the word in Israeli politics and by young people. But free speech advocates have panned the proposal, saying education rather than legislation is the best way to protect the legacy and the lessons of the Holocaust. Katie Heyman reports.
Israeli leaders have expressed alarm at the growing use of the term Nazi as an insult both in political and social discourse. Recently, the Interior Minister was compared to a concentration camp leader for his treatment of African migrant workers. And an image of the Finance Minister was digitally altered on social media, making him appear to be dressed as an SS officer. Israel's parliament has hit back, granting preliminary approval to a law banning the use of the word Nazi for anything other than for the purposes of learning, documentation, scientific study or historical accounts. Peter Wertheim is the Executive Director of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. He says the word represents a unique period in history.
The Nazi genocide against the Jewish people was simply to exterminate them, not for some ulterior purpose such as grabbing land or resources, but simply for its own sake, not as a means to an end, but as an end in itself. So analogies to other situations comparing people, say, in a democratic country like Australia to Nazis is just entirely inappropriate.
Professor Luke McNamara is with the School of Law at the University of Wollongong. He says consideration should be given to the context in which the word Nazi is used.
In many cases, the use of the word Nazi, for example, is not designed to be anti-Semitic or racist at all. In fact, on the contrary, typically what is intended when a person uses that word is an insult on the basis of some sort of action which is seen to be either authoritarian or totalitarian or violent or racist. That is, frequently the speaker will be using the term Nazi, in that context at least, in a way which is designed to be human rights affirming rather than violating human rights.
Critics of the proposed law say it's unworkable and that existing legislation covering incitement to violence and defamation is sufficient. Israel has no specific laws protecting freedom of speech, but its Supreme Court has long campaigned for these rights. More complex still is the extent to which the Holocaust and its legacy continues to shape and influence Israel and the generations for whom it is not a living memory. Professor McNamara says words like Nazi and other terms to describe this period continue to evolve.
Language changes over time. Young people use words today in a way in which previous generations never even contemplated. And so that's the nature of language in all societies. And so all societies need to come to terms with that change. That's not to say, though, that there isn't a place for processes of education around the need for sensitivity.
How this dark period in world history should be remembered remains a vexed question in Europe too. Last month, the German state of Bavaria announced it was abandoning plans to reprint Hitler's famous manifesto, Mein Kampf, or My Struggle. Bavaria owns the right to the book, which was written during Hitler's imprisonment in the city of Munich. Politicians there said any reprint of the writings, which it labelled seditious, would cause enormous pain to Holocaust victims and their families. But Munich's Institute of Contemporary History says it will publish its own edition of Mein Kampf independently, saying it's essential to understanding the Nazi era and demystifying the book.
Katie Heyman reporting.